The fifth stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, "May we be relieved from mistaken appearances of non-virtue, when, deceived at the time of need by this body sustained so dearly, the frightful enemies, the lords of death, manifest, and we kill ourselves with the weapons of the three poisons of lust, hatred, and bewilderment." The time of death is very important, for it marks the end of one life and the beginning of another. If, at this crucial time, your body remained with you, you could put your trust in it. But at this important time, it deceives you. Your body, sustained so dearly with food, clothing, money, shelter, medicine, and even ill deeds, abandons you. Just the mention of death makes us a little uncomfortable. When the process of your own death becomes manifest, and the frightful aspects of impermanence, called lords of death in the poem, show themselves, some people respond with strong attachment to their possessions, relatives, friends, and body, while others evince hatred for their enemies and for their seemingly unbearable suffering. Even if lust and hatred are not present, you generate a strong belief in your own inherent existence, as well as the inherent existence of all appearances. This belief is the central form of ignorance. These three poisons, lust, hatred, and ignorance, are the strongest internal obstacles to virtuous practice. And in a deeper sense, these are the weapons with which you kill yourself at death. To keep these poisonous attitudes from arising while dying, plant wishes that strong lust and hatred should not arise and that false appearances should not occur while dying. At death, it is important to be free from medicines that would make you unable to think properly. For a religious practitioner, mind-dulling drugs are to be avoided, since your mental consciousness must be as clear as possible. Taking an injection to allow a so-called peaceful death could deprive the mind of the opportunity of manifesting in a virtuous way by reflecting on impermanence, or generating faith, or feeling compassion, or meditating on selflessness. However, if a painkilling drug that does not dull the mind is developed, it could even be useful, since you could continue your usual mental functioning free from the distraction of pain.